Okay. It's been a long winter, and we've waited long enough.
It's time to bring the cash back.
Starting Monday, April 6th, the Gorilla's letting you bust into the banana bank.
Listen to the Gorilla on weekdays to break into the banana bank.
Yeah! And make off with the cash.
You'll have three chances to guess if the price of bananas goes up.
Or goes down.
If you're right, you win the cash.
And if you're right three times in a row, we give you a shot at the big banana bank bonus.
Oh, I can't believe this!
Don't you want that?
This spring, win your share of tens of thousands of dollars.
The money starts flowing Monday morning, April 6th. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good luck from 95.3 Gorilla.
April Fools!
You're going down, Homer. I'm gonna fool you.
You talk better than you fool.
I'll fool you up real nice.
You couldn't fool your mother on the foolingest day of your life if you had an electrified fooling machine.
April Fools!
Oh, what noble visionary thought up April Fool's Day.
Like Halloween and Christmas, April Fool's Day traces its origins to pagan ritual.
God bless those pagans.
April 1st used to be the pagan New Year.
Today's show is for adults only.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
April Fools!
Yeah, see, some people appreciate a good prank.
If you forget what day it is.
April Fool's Day.
Stick around. This might be the year I pull off the greatest prank ever.
Your pranks are lame.
Your pranks just aren't working anymore, okay?
April Fools!
You know what else it is today? It's not only April Fool's Day. Today is the gorilla's birthday! What a perfect birthday for this giant, fluffy, musical gorilla that loves to give away money and concert tickets and play all your favorite music. April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day is the gorilla's actual birthday. On this date, all the way back in the days of yore, all the way back in 2014, 95.3 Gorilla officially signed on the air. Yes, the gorilla is turning 12 today. Hey, bud, hey, are you awake? Dude, hello, wake up. Hey, buddy, happy birthday! That's Gorilla for We're Giving You Cash starting on Monday.
Cash is back on 95.3 Gorilla.
Starting Monday morning, make sure you're here if you want to win thousands of dollars.
The Gorilla's Banana Bank is back open.
And we have your shot to score a huge amount of money.
Don't need nothing more.
Your favorite hit music gorilla wants to make you rich in 2026.
Starting April 6th, win hundreds or even thousands of dollars from the local Gulf Coast station with Ryan, Alyssa, Jesse, and all the music you love.
95.3 Gorilla.
Today's show is for adults only.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
April Fools!
Yeah, see, some people appreciate a good prank.
If you forget what day it is.
April Fool's Day.
Stick around. This might be the year I pull off the greatest prank ever.
Your pranks are lame.
Your pranks just aren't working anymore, okay?
April Fools!
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So in honor of April Fool's Day, we're talking about times you have been fooled. Fooled maybe by online posts, fooled by, you know, pranks in general. How have you been fooled recently? Doesn't even have to be like April Fool's related or April Fool's adjacent, but how have you been fooled recently?
I fell for a stupid online hoax a few years ago.
Uh-oh. Haven't we all, though? What happened?
That Betty White passed away way before she actually did.
Oh, no, that's the worst. Everybody loves Betty White. That's awful. That's cruel.
She was one of my favorite actresses of all time and such a cutie. I guess you can say that I've just been mourning her death way before she actually passed.
Oh, that's so sad. And she died just before she turned 100 years old, too. She almost made it. I know. That's really sad. But hey, I feel like celebrity death jokes are never really fun, you know, unless it's a celebrity that everybody loves to hate. But we'll leave that one to the side today. How have you been fooled? How have you been fooled recently?
Oh, my God. I fell for a GoFundMe for someone in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Someone in the neighborhood tried to hoodwink people? What happened?
Said they were robbed and lost all their stuff. I donated like $100.
Okay.
Only to find out a few weeks later that they were just looking for money.
Oh, no. No, that's the worst. Dude, I would be furious. I would be banging their door down to get that cash back. That's absolutely horrible. You know, I still don't think anything beats the time, though, when I was applying to college years and years ago. My dad paid. He paid money to file the document called the FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A. FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Free application. Shout out to you, Dad. Somebody got his cash.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Stuff went down on American Idol this week. They suspended voting and everything. Listen to this.
We have had five ways to vote tonight. Tens of millions of votes coming in at a rate we have never seen before. Truly unprecedented. And to ensure complete accuracy with the numbers, I was literally just told we are not going to announce eliminations tonight.
What?
This is the first time it's ever happened. Believe me, I've been here every night.
Yeah, that was Ryan Seacrest announcing that they weren't going to do a winner. They weren't going to do their elimination round because apparently there were just so many votes flooding in that they couldn't count them fast enough. You know what? I am so jaded. I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry. But working in the entertainment industry, I'm so jaded and so skeptical. Like, that had to be planned, right? Come on. Come on. Like, they had to plan that to generate the hype and the buzz. Right? Anyway, so many new trailers and new movies and new TV shows to talk about. An action-packed trailer was just dropped from Masters of the Universe yesterday. He-Man is coming back. They're doing that again. The Super Mario Galaxy movie arrives in theaters today. A new full trailer just released yesterday for Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock. A24 just dropped a new preview for Back Rooms, starring Twiatel Ejiofor. And Apple TV has released a new teaser trailer for Cape Fear with Javier Bardem. I think that's a Stephen King, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's a Scorsese movie based on Stephen King, I'm pretty sure. That's going to be great. Amy Adams is attached to that one, too. That's what's up in showbiz today. Happy April Fool's Day!
You are the one I love to prank. You've got the chain I yearn to yank. I don't really get it, but I can't forget it. You are my April Fool. Pencil me in for April 1. I'll make your day come all undone. It brings me such joy when you're one baffled boy. You are my April Fool. You are my April Fool.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
We were just the lucky partnership. He was lucky to have me in the beginning, but I am much, you know, incredibly lucky to him for everything in my life. He gets a reputation for being a strong leader and being brash, but to me, he was just always so kind, such a good friend, and I'm just going to miss him.
You know who that is? That is Steve Wozniak talking about Steve Jobs. That is the co-founder of Apple Computer talking about Steve Jobs. That's actually my father-in-law's cousin, Steve Wozniak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was him on this date back in 1976. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs founded Apple Computer Company in California, in their parents' house, in Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino. On this date, April 1st, back in 2001, the Netherlands became the first country in the world to make same-sex marriage legal.
Gay-o, it's okay-o. Tie the knot and spend all your dough.
That, of course, from The Simpsons. Stand-up comedian Christian Finnegan turns 53 today.
The thing I hate about working in an office is there's always that one guy in every office who's never at his own desk. He's just walking around making chit-chat with people all day.
My God, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? This is the kind of guy who'll come and talk to you having no idea that you might actually be busy doing something, you know? Like, excuse me, I'm trying to make my long-distance phone calls. Thank you. Dude, this is my cousin in Maine. I'm not going to be wasting my any time minutes on this. Can you just... The internet isn't going to surf itself, all right? Can you just keep walking?
We all have somebody like that in the office, right? Oh, and hey, today, fair warning, today's April Fool's Day. Don't get fooled today.
You're going down, Homer. I'm going to fool you.
You talk better than you fool.
I'll fool you up real nice.
You couldn't fool your mother on the foolingest day of your life if you had an electrified fooling machine.